This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, taking care of people. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z here on IRB English Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And, oh, look, obviously the title is, you could say, self-explanatory, taking care of people. We're meant to be doing that the whole time. But, yeah, obviously the question is, are we? And to what extent can we? What sorts of things can we maybe be doing? What do some people, what do other people do? What do some of the most pure-hearted people do, for example? One story or stories from the life of, for example, the famous Irani martyr Abbas Babai. So this goes back to anecdotes from when he was a commander. So it's said that when he was a commander, he would really do over and above to sort of help people, to look after, to look out for people around him. And so this is even solving problems that, you know, maybe some of us don't want to get involved in. So he would, for example, try to resolve even the personal issues of the sort of other pilots and the other sort of staff who I think were living on the base for the pilots where he was. And so he would literally try to sort of calm down or resolve disagreements that people were having with each other. And you know, this is obviously a trickier skill to manage, to sort of manage conflict, to resolve conflict. But obviously, if we can resolve issues between two believers, obviously it's a very beautiful thing to do. And you know, some people, depending on their workplace, maybe they have to actually do this on a daily basis. For example, there might be, and I've observed this, that I've seen receptionists, for example, in clinics who, for whatever reasons, people, there are always angry people coming in and almost yelling at the receptionists. And the receptionists are really calm and they just try to resolve the issue. And they just speak very patiently and calmly and try to find out what the matter is. Welcome back to A to Z here on RB English Radio, and obviously I'm talking about taking care of people and what the famous Irani martyr Abbas Babai would do, and you know, what other people in our daily lives, if we just sort of look around and observe how other people behave, we'll actually observe some of this sort of resolving conflicts, disagreements between people. Sometimes it could even just be calming someone down. Obviously some people, it's their job. We see, for example, the police are called when there's a disagreement between two cars that maybe crashed in an alleyway. And, you know, apart from the normal job of just obviously taking details down, the bureaucratic side, there is another element to that obviously is part of various professions. For example, the police officer in that situation will also be working towards resolving any sort of other complaints or trying to calm down the people in case they were a bit upset, you know. And these are teachers at schools sometimes even almost physically intervene if they have, let's say, the kid, if it's high school especially, but even in primary school, teachers sometimes have to physically intervene to resolve problems. So, but let's just quickly go back to also the martyr Abbas Babai. So, well, the interesting thing is that he would do all these things to resolve people's issues, and some of the staff didn't even know he was the commander. And so that's also a reason why they would bring all their problems to him, and then they so they could tell him everything. And he would even sometimes cover for them on their post and sort of make excuses for them. So in a sense, because they didn't want to get in trouble with their commander, they would say. And obviously, they didn't know he was their commander and who was actually covering for them. Anyway, so that's just that part of that little anecdote. But yeah, I'm sure that many of us can sort of do even more to maybe just sort of resolve a fellow believer's issues, inshallah. So inshallah, you tune into another episode of Aid Said here on Arab English Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.